This is Festival Notes. Good morning. I'm Chris Moore for Aspen Public Radio, the official voice of the Aspen Music Festival and School. Today is Wednesday, June 25th.
Romanticism is very often a contemplation of the sublime, whether in nature or in humanity. The Alpine Symphony of Strauss is a great example of this, of contemplating the sublime in nature, whereas Beethoven's Ninth is contemplating the sublime in humanity.
That was Aspen Music Festival President and CEO Alan Fletcher discussing one aspect of the theme of this 65th season, the New Romantics, and how the elements of the most beloved works of the 19th century are making a comeback in our time. The Aspen Music Festival opens tomorrow and offers over 300 concerts over the next 8 weeks. Discover how Romanticism is alive and well in the 21st century. Symphonic and chamber masterpieces of Beethoven, Berlioz, Tchaikovsky, Rachmaninoff, Dvorak, Mahler, and other favorites will be performed, alongside those of living composers whose individual expression and artistic adventurism typify the Romantic spirit. Here's Festival Artistic Administrator Asador Santurian.
Music is a tremendous drug. It has transformative powers in the most positive sense.
Tickets for Aspen Music Festival concerts and events can be purchased at 970-925-9042 or at aspenmusicfestival.org. You can also pick them up in person at Harris Hall. I'm Chris Moore. Listen at this time every weekday for more Festival Notes, a feature we're proud to present here each summer only on Aspen Public Radio, broadcasting on KAJX Aspen and KCJX Carbondale. You can also listen at aspenpublicradio.org.